You're just a little fuck toy I can play with whenever I want, aren't you? You've been working so hard today at edging yourself.
Welcome to Audio Desires, a safe space for erotic audio experiences, empowering happier, healthier sex lives. We created this podcast for you to listen to samples of our erotic stories. For more stories like this, please visit audiodesires.com and sign up for a free account today.
Damn, I look good. After 30 minutes and half a bottle of water-based lube, I finally got on the latex corset you bought for me. Yep, this looks fucking hot. Totally worth it. I love how it pushes up my boobs and clenches my waist. The panels are lined in Victorian style. It's black, gothic, sexy. As always, you have impeccable taste. I can't wait to show you, to tease you like you normally tease me. Usually it's me on the receiving end. I love submitting to you. But tonight, at your request, it's your turn.
Whoa.
You're sitting on the edge of the bed in your underwear. Our trusty under-the-bed restraints are already laid out on top of the bed for whenever we're ready. It will be so fun to see you tied up for a change. You stare at me, unable to speak. You're stunned. I can't help but feel a little smug. You chose the corset, but I added my own little surprises. Silky stockings and matching suspenders. No underwear, of course. What do you think? It's not too corny, is it?
No, not at all. Oh, I love it. Get over here.
We started experimenting with BDSM 6 months ago. Of course, we love our sex life, but we wanted to try new things. Well, I wanted to. You were a little nervous at first, but willing to try. Turns out you like it even more than I do. You're a natural dom. Firm and commanding, but endlessly sweet. But there was also a small part of you that was curious about submission. So, that's what we're doing tonight. We've switched our roles around a little during our play sessions. But in the end, you've always been the one in control. Just how we've always liked it. Then the other night, just as we were winding down our little aftercare session, you had a little proposition for me. It's usually me that's tied down, begging to come while you tease me into a wet, whining mess. But you suggested that our next session you wanted me to take charge properly for the whole scene. You said you've been having fantasies about being tied down, having me use you for my pleasure. It sounded so hot.
What I'd give to just bend you over right now.
Not until I've had my fun. I'm in charge tonight, remember?
Yes, ma'am.
I can tell you're already a bit wound up. I had you edge yourself before work, on your lunch break, and while I was getting ready just now. There's a look of desperation in your eyes. I hope you know I'm going to make you work to get some release.
I'm really looking forward to this. Fuck, I can't get over how hot you look.
My compliments to the stylist. But really, I want to make this good for you. You know I'm not used to being in charge like this.
You always make me feel good. You don't have to play a character or something. I just want this to be me and you having fun.
I run my fingers through your hair and kiss you once more. I love that you're so open, so ready for adventure at the drop of a hat. And that cheeky grin, that gets me every time. Okay. Lie down on the bed.
Yes, ma'am.
Now that I have a good view of you, all stretched out, your cock is straining against your underwear. You rest your arms above your head and part your legs slightly. Your eyes never leave mine as I wrap the Velcro straps around your ankles. It was only last night that you had me in these, teasing me with a vibrator until I could hardly speak words anymore. Now here you are, spread eagle, restrained and ready for me. I crawl up between your legs, keeping my eyes on yours as I dip my hand beneath the waistband of your boxers. I wrap my hand around your cock. There's my guy. Nice and hard for me. Hey, you're already fidgeting. Stay still.
Yes, ma'am.
I stroke you gently. Just massaging your shaft. Is this big cock all for me?
Yeah.
I've got this big, hard cock all to myself to do whatever I want with. What should I do? I run the flat of my tongue from base to tip. You lift your head off the pillow to get a good view of my mouth so close to your cock. I could ignore it completely and sit on your face until you make me come. Or I could milk your cock until you come all over yourself. Over and over again. Until you're just a whimpering little mess. Or I slowly slide your boxers down your hips until your cock is free. I bend down and take you all the way into my mouth, right to the back of my throat. I suck greedily, feeling you tense and flex under me. Or just tease you with my mouth. Never let you come at all. What do you think about that?
Oh, please. Please let me come. I've edged myself 3 times today. Please, please, please.
I'm in charge, remember? And I think I'm going to have to implement a no talking rule since you can't seem to keep quiet. Do not speak unless you're spoken to. Understand? I don't want to have to punish you. But I will if you misbehave.
Yes, ma'am.
I slowly, slowly take the tip of your cock into my mouth and pucker my lips around it.
Thanks for listening to this sample of an Audio Desires original story. If you find yourself wanting more, visit audiodesires.com and access your free account to listen to some full versions of our stories. If you want to get notified about every new story we release, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. We look forward to bringing your most intimate fantasies to life.